Kia ora e te whānau nei mai hoki mai ki Māori Millionaire. Welcome back to the Māori Millionaire podcast. Today I want to dive into something that trips a lot of people up, and this is the idea of good versus bad spending. We grow up hearing phrases like, stop wasting money, or that's frivolous, or you shouldn't spend money on that. And over time, many of us start carrying guilt about every single dollar that you spend, even when it's something that brings you joy, convenience, or comfort. But here's the truth. There is no universal good or bad when it comes to money. There's only intentional or unintentional spending. And understanding the difference is the key to building financial peace. Now, I want to talk about why good or bad spending actually makes us feel bad. Now, let's unpack why these labels actually exist. Society or our whānau, even schools, tend to moralize money. Money is often linked to a person's character, and spending can be seen as either responsible or irresponsible. But here's the issue. When we feel guilty about spending, it's usually because we've lost touch with why we're spending in the first place. For example, did I buy this because I need it, or am I reacting emotionally? Am I trying to impress someone? Am I avoiding a difficult feeling? Once we start noticing these patterns, the guilt itself becomes a signal, not a punishment. So what I mean by this is there's intentional spending and unintentional spending. Intentional spending is spending that is aligned with your values. So, for example, if you value health, you know, spending money on a gym membership, you're not wasting money. You're, you know, prioritizing your health if that's the way that you do it. I'm not saying that the gym is the only way to become healthy. You know, if your spending is planned or considered, it's probably intentional. You know, if you feel satisfaction rather than regret, it's probably intentional. You know, things like paying for a weekend away to recharge your mind and body. Some people might be like, oh my gosh, that's such a waste. But it's like, if you know that you're going to get burnt out if you don't take that weekend away, then it's actually, if you think about it, an investment in your sustainability as a human being. You know, subscribing to maybe purchasing a course that allows you to grow your skills or your career. Some people might say that's wasting money. But if your goal is to grow your skills or your career, then that's an investment. Buying groceries that support your health. You know, I've had this happen where when I go shopping, I prioritize health in the kind that I eat. I'm not saying that I'm completely mindless to the price of things, but as an example, I would much rather spend more money getting the bread that makes me feel good as opposed to the cheapest bread. And, you know, some people will be like, oh my gosh, what a waste of money. Why do you buy that? And it's like, for me, investing in my hauora, investing in the kai that I eat is very important. So, you know, all of these things could be considered fun or extra, but because they're intentional, they actually support your life and well-being. And ultimately, that's why, you know, I created this whole platform, is because I want Pūtea to be used to support your life and your well-being and help you achieve your goals and stay aligned with your values and all of those things. Unintentional spending is things that are impulsive or reactive. So this could be things like mindlessly scrolling and then buying something just because it's on sale. Misaligning your values or your goals with how you're spending money. That could be, you know, upgrading your phone every year, even though you actually don't, you know, it's not a goal you have to have the latest phone. You know, as an example, if you're a content creator and you know, that's a business cost, it could be different. But if you're just kind of buying it because you want to have a flash phone and you want to be seen having a flash phone, then that's probably quite unintentional spending. Another one could be if your spending leaves you feeling regret or stress, then, you know, as an example, it could be paying for an expensive coffee every day out of habit. It could be somebody asks you to borrow money from you, and every single time they borrow money from you, they don't pay you back. But you're just, you know, you don't want to have that conversation with them. You don't know how to say no, so you just give it, even though you don't really want to. Notice how I haven't used the words good or bad in any of these. They don't tell you why the spending feels wrong. Intentionality does. Now, what is the actual cost of having guilt and shame when it comes to money? Guilt and shame is a low vibrational energy. It's it's a low vibe energy. So if you don't kind of understand what that means, high vibe are things like gratitude, joy, happiness, but guilt is a low vibrational energy. And the thing about money is that money is a high vibe energy. So if you want more money, you've got to be in that high vibe energy. Obviously, that's not the only thing, but that's just part of it, right? So the cost of guilt and shame. Guilt and shame around money can be expensive, not just financially, but emotionally. So you might avoid checking your bank account because of shame. You might sabotage yourself by giving money away or overspending in other areas because it could be that you've got this belief that rich people are greedy, and so you never want to have more than a certain amount because you don't want to be, you don't want to start feeling rich because then you're going to start feeling greedy, right? You might feel like earning more won't solve anything because you've internalized the idea that spending is morally wrong. But the truth is that money is neutral. It's a tool, and it amplifies whatever habits, choices, or values that you already have. So how do you actually shift from the guilt spending to intentionality? Here's a simple framework that, you know, I teach people. And this is to stop labeling spending as good or bad and start making choices that actually serve you. So one of the first things I would really encourage you to do is to actually identify your values. You can ask yourself things like, what matters most to you? Where do you want your money to support you? Health, family, freedom, learning, fun. What are your non-negotiables? You know, I've got a list of things that it doesn't matter what kind of happens in my life, these are the things that I will always justify. For example, one of them is insurance. Insurance for me gives me so much peace of mind. You know, I used to be someone who really worried about absolutely everything. Like driving my car was scary because I was like, oh no, what if I crash? And, you know, all of these different things. And so insurance really gives me peace of mind, and that's one of my values. Like I don't want to spend my life stressing about things that I don't need to. So that's really important for me. That's a non-negotiable, just as an example. Step number two is to track your money. For at least a week, what I would do is I'd create a money diary. So I would record absolutely everything you spend with no judgment, just awareness. So what I would do is I would track how much did you spend, what did you spend it on, and how did you feel spending the money. So you can use your notes app, you can use an Excel spreadsheet. It's literally three questions. It's nothing complicated. No judgment, just awareness. This shows you your money patterns and if you're spending your money in alignment with your values or if you're not. And, you know, after a week, you can look at it and you can go, oh, I noticed that maybe I'm spending a lot of money on coffee. And when I spend it, I kind of feel guilty. And it's like, well, that could be a sign that you could be better utilizing that putia towards one of your values. You know, maybe coffee isn't your value. Maybe it is. You know, everyone's different. Everyone's got different values. Number three is I want you to, after you've done this, so I would probably do that for a week of just tracking your spending, not like trying to stop spending money on certain things, really just keep going how you are, but notice, just create awareness around your habits and your spending. And then once you've done this and you've kind of build a habit of becoming aware, the next thing I want you to do is to like pause. So as an example, actually, here's a really good example. One of my friends is moving overseas. She is selling like all of her clothes and she's posted all of her clothes on her story. And when I first went through, I was like, oh my gosh, I want this, I want this, I want this, I want this, I want this. And I was liking all of them and she was like, hey, do you want any? And I said, I'm just going to sleep on it. And that's what I do, because when I sleep on it, I allow myself the time to think, do I really want this? Like, is this really what I want to spend my money on? Or am I running from an emotion? Or, you know, am I trying to self-soothe? So what I mean by that is, you know, if you've had a tough day, buying some clothes online, you're going to get a dopamine hit. You're going to start feeling better, like in the instant, in the moment. It's not going to last, but it, you know, it might help in the moment. And so what I do is I pause. I, especially on big purchases, but even on little purchases, I pause and I give myself time to think. Now, obviously I don't go to like the warehouse and I'm like, oh my gosh, I need some socks. Oh my gosh, let me sleep on it first. I don't do that. I'm not ridiculous. But, you know, on things that I don't need, things that aren't necessities, I will give myself a moment to think about it and consider it and just think, you know. And I actually want to share another example. So I went to town with one of my friends and she saw this sign of ear piercings, and they were like $20 ear piercings and whatever piercings you want. And she was like, oh my gosh, we should go get our ears pierced. And there was like a 2-minute walk from there to the shop. And at the start, I thought, how fun, that would be cool, get a piercing just randomly, you know, that's not something I would usually do, it's a bit spontaneous. And, you know, that's what I thought at the start. And then I was like, do I really want to get my ears pierced? Like, I've already had my ears pierced and they've already closed up because I don't really wear earrings every day. And so, you know, I was walking to the shop and on that walk, I was just thinking about it. Like, I felt pressure to, I guess, do this because it was my friend's idea and she was like, we should get ear piercings. And she was so keen on it. And I was like, well, you know, you only live once and all of this kind of stuff. But we got to the counter and she went first and I said I was just going to think about it while she did hers. And I decided that I didn't really want to get my ears pierced. And so I just said I didn't want to get my ears pierced. And this may seem like it's not that complicated to a lot of people, like it's fine to say you don't want something. But for me, I was quite challenged because I felt pressure to just do what she was doing. Not because she would judge me if I didn't, but I don't know, there was just this part of me that just felt like, well, she's doing it, we should just do it together. And, you know, I said to her, I just didn't want to get my ears pierced, you know? And it's not that deep, but what I'm trying to say is that allowing yourself just a few minutes to think about it before you make a purchase, this gives your brain time to actually align your spending with your values rather than an impulse. So an impulse for me was, oh, that sounds fun. But, you know, my values was actually, you know, that $20 could be used towards X, Y, Z. And so pausing really gives yourself an opportunity to, like, think about things and gives you space so you can make less of an emotional decision and more of a logical one. Step number 4 is to celebrate intentional spending. When you spend your money in alignment with your goals or your values, celebrate it. You know, if you pay a bill off early, celebrate it. If you bought something that adds joy or learning to your life, that's intentional. Celebrate it. If you invested for the first time, that's intentional. Celebrate it. This rewires your brain that spending becomes a positive act, not a source of shame. I want to give you some real life examples. I had this wahine message me and she said that she had saved her emergency fund and then her incinerator broke or something like that. And she was so upset that she had to, not seriously upset, but she was sad that she had to dip into her safety net. And, you know, for me, it was like, that's intentional. Like if you're a homeowner and you really, you know, value having a incinerator, or maybe it stinks if it's broken or whatever the thing is, right? Even though it's dipping into your savings, it's like, yeah, that was what the purpose, it was there for if things like that happened, you know, if something happened in your life. Now, not everyone's going to consider that an emergency, just sharing a whakaaro, all right? So you can shift from this guilt to actually satisfaction and gratitude that you had that savings there. You know, some people upgrade their phone every year because everyone else does. And when people pause and, you know, actually ask themselves, do you actually need this? They often realize that, you know, they're spending like $1,200 a year unnecessarily. And so instead of being reactive to Apple releasing a new phone, you become intentional about where you're putting your money. You know, someone else, I know, they spend, it was like something crazy, you know, I've never done this, but it was like $50 on a meditation app, like it was like a monthly thing, and was really worried that it was like frivolous or just unnecessary. And when you actually got to understand why this person was doing this, they had tried other routes of meditation or whatever, and they just really loved this certain thing. And so it feels like, you know, a lot of money, and to a lot of people that is a lot of money, and that's like, well, that sounds a bit doolally. But this feeling of guilt when it's actually really purposeful. Like, if you really think about it, if you have this app and it really helps you meditate, and because of that app you're so much calmer, you don't respond to things as badly, all of the things, then it's actually like helping you in your life. And if you're feeling guilty about it, just think, like, if this is aligned with your values, then that's purposeful and that's intentional. Now, I want you to notice the common theme. It's not about the number, it's about the intention. If you take anything else from this episode, remember that thinking of spending as good or bad isn't very helpful, because money is neutral. Start thinking about spending as intentional or unintentional. Align your money with your values and your guilt literally disappears. Like, if you're spending 100% in alignment with your values, you're not going to feel guilty. Financial comfort and peace come from awareness and choice, not perfection. Money should be serving you, not the other way around. If this episode helped you, I would be so grateful if you could send it to a friend, share it on your story. Over the course of January, my goal is to create 30 podcast episodes for you all as part of my mission to really grow and transform this podcast in 2026. So I would be so grateful if you could help me out. And, you know, even if you do a rating or drop a comment, anything helps just to build the engagement over this podcast episode. But that is us for today, e te whānau. I will be back tomorrow for a new episode. Hei kona.